This is Ozarks at Large. It may be difficult to convince yourself on a bright spring day to spend time indoors, but area art galleries are offering some tempting exhibits. And if you wait, more showers are forecast for later this week. There is one new art exhibit you can see outside. More about that in a moment when Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis spends time with Jason Jones and discovers how utilitarian objects can become objects of art. Before that, a quick survey of some of the other exhibits in the region. The Art Center of the Ozarks has a stunning collection of sculpture from Dylan Chandler. He uses iron and turns it into animal forms. The results are fascinating. A trip to the ACO is worth it just to see his large wire rhino coming out of the gallery wall. His work is in the downstairs gallery in Springdale and is up through May 31st. Upstairs at ACO, also through the end of the month, illustrations from Joel. At the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum, the exhibition of recent works by Sandra Ramos remains up through July 7th, as does the just-opened exhibit, High Fiber, Women to Watch. That collection features textile-based art from five different artists. You can learn more at fsram.org. The University of Arkansas opened a group exhibition of current MFA candidates in the U of A Fine Arts Gallery just yesterday. It's a wide variety, including drawing, ceramics, sculpture, and video. A few miles from that gallery, the Fayetteville Underground has work from visiting artists. And on their website, FayettevilleUnderground.com, you can see right now the selected pieces of an exhibit titled Women Take Flight. The International Juried Art Exhibition moves from the digital realm to the physical on June 6th when it opens on the underground walls. Time is limited on the Norman Rockwell exhibit at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. The collection ends its run in Bentonville on the 27th. But another just-open exhibition at Crystal Bridges called American Encounters will be there through August 12th. The collection arrived at Crystal Bridges this month from the Louvre. In conjunction with that exhibit, there will be a curator lecture with Peter John Brownlee, Associate Curator for the Terra Foundation of American Art, Sunday, May 19th, that's this Sunday, at 3. And there is one new collection of art that will only close when nature or urban renewal of some sort takes its course. Jason Jones is converting electric utility boxes in downtown Fayetteville into something much more. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis caught up with him yesterday on the Fayetteville Square.
If you've been to the Fayetteville Farmers Market or otherwise been on the downtown square in the past few weeks, you've probably noticed a few new critters inhabiting the gardens around the old post office. These critters don't crawl, but rather protect the visual serenity of the space. Since late last month, artist Jason Jones has been painting pictures of bugs on the electrical boxes in the garden. When I met up with Jones at about midday, he was putting some additional touches onto a lace wing.
This one, I'm just kind of putting some highlights and kind of darkening some shadows on it. Basically, this one's almost finished. I'll come back after it cures a little bit, and then I'll put a clear coat, like a UV protective clear coat. So, should last.
The lace wing is just the latest denizen to join the painted populace of the downtown square.
So that one's the lace wing. I don't know how garden friendly. I guess you can see it better from around the corner. There's a Luna moth, which they're just really pretty. So I don't know how protective of gardens they are. And then around the corner over here, there's a monarch butterfly. And I did a ladybug. I guess they're very garden friendly. They eat the bad insects.
Jones says he's painted bugs on 6 of the electrical boxes so far, but he says there is space for additional bugs to be painted in the garden.
And I'm not sure how many more they'll keep going with. I know there's several more electrical boxes. This is kind of just phase one, what I'm doing now. I'm gonna do some more sketches and they'll look at them and approve them, and then kind of go from there.
Jones says that with several more boxes that could be painted, there's room for about 6 or 7 more bugs in the gardens. But Jones isn't doing this public art project on his own. Fayetteville's Parks and Recreation Department commissioned him to work his magic on the utility boxes in an effort to partially mask their appearance amid the flowers and other landscaping around the square. Roxanne Worthy, one of the city's horticulturists, told me late last year that she originally got the idea for the murals on one of her travels.
I was in Colorado a couple years ago, up around the Vail area, and came across some that had been painted and thought it was a great, you know, ideal to cover up something that's usually pretty ugly looking. And so we've had the picture that I took of it sitting on our desk for a while, and just finally got time to pursue it and find somebody who could do some drawings on the boxes for us, some painting.
So Worthy contracted Jones after being impressed with a sign he painted for the Kids Crop Gardens at the Yvonne Richardson Community Center and the poster he created for last year's Block Street Block Party. The Parks and Recreation Department hired Jones to come up with some designs. As far as what bugs he has chosen to paint, Jones says he didn't turn to professional sources for his research.
I just looked online and tried to see what bugs were good for gardens. So, yeah, I probably need to find an entomologist to help me. Because I know there's, like, praying mantis, and I'll probably do that on one, and then I'll have some bees on some others. After that, I'll have to do some more research.
But he says that much of his inspiration for the project came from the gardens themselves.
I'm a gardener myself. You know, I have a pretty big garden. So I guess it kind of comes from that. I knew, you know, I had a little bit of an idea of the insects that, you know, would work well. So kind of spurred out of that.
Jones says that he deliberately painted a particular pair of the beneficial bugs on opposing sides of one box to serve as an educational lesson.
Just because some people don't realize that caterpillar turns into the butterfly, and someone actually came along while I was painting it and said, yeah, they didn't realize they've actually killed the caterpillars, you know, before, when actually, you know, they don't hurt the garden at all.
Though this isn't his first outdoor art project, Jones says that he has had plenty of visitors while working on the project.
This spot particular, I've been visited by a lot of real bugs as I've gone. So, yeah, the little box with the lunar moth, there's a red wasp that lives in there. And then I've just had, you know, because they're all attracted to the flowers and everything here in the surroundings. So, yeah, that's been a little different. But they've all been friendly, and so it's worked out fine.
But the work has been attracting the attention of more than just the resident wasps and other bugs in the garden. Jones says he has been approached about doing a similar project at Washington Elementary School.
They have kind of this awkward little courtyard area with big electrical boxes, and then there's two kind of stuccoed walls. And they want basically the same thing. They're going to put in some nice plants and kind of fix it up. The children can't go in this little area, so they're just going to make it look nice. And then I'm going to do two walls, murals, basically giant bugs, and then paint the electrical boxes.
So the next time you're walking around town and hear the hum of an electrical box, you might just see one of Jones's painted bugs buzzing along as if it were a real one. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.